his ego, he thinks he can convince all of us to get the vax or the jab because he says so. Not really, bud. No, that dog don't hunt, as we like to say, or as Southerners like to say. And yeah, it's going to be real interesting, because there's no politician out there that's anti-vax. Even DeSantis in Florida, don't get me wrong, even DeSantis in Florida isn't anti-vax. He's anti-mandate, and so is Trump. Trump is anti-mandate, but they're not anti-vax. And I saw somebody ask that question this morning, you know, is it good to have a non-vax? I don't know if you can find a non-vax politician. Oh, anybody that runs for president is an absolute narcissist. 100%. I don't care who they are. If you think you're good enough to be the president of the United States, you are a 1,000% narcissist. So it doesn't matter right or left. But I don't think there is anybody that's anti-vaccine, anti-jib, anti-jab. There's nobody out there. They have to, and they figure they have to. Isn't it VERS? V-E-A-R-S? Isn't that the VERS? For checking the vax jibs? So, it's interesting to see him take that position, because there's nobody else. I mean, if he took a non, which he wouldn't, but if he decided to take a non-jib position, he would absolutely run away with it, but he won't, and no other politician will, because they're too spineless to do it. Now, Trump didn't come up with the vax. If Trump didn't come up with the jib, he'd be anti-jib today. He would be anti-jib all the way to the bank. If Trump was not president in 2016 and he was running today, he would be anti-jib. But unfortunately, the way things worked out, he is not. He was president during this whole thing. Which, when you see people tweet out police in New York arresting people for not, they're like, oh, it's Biden's America. Yeah, well, it's Trump's jib that got us there, man. It's Trump jibby jab that got us to this place. Don't give me this Biden's America nonsense. Trump is just as culpable in our current state than anybody else. And bringing him back for another 4 years ain't gonna do nothing. What is he gonna reverse? Is he gonna fire Fauci? Because he was on an interview. Well, you can't fire Fauci, because then you're gonna get a firestorm at the left. And as Trump, I don't like firestorms. I put fires out. I don't like starting them. I put them out. I don't start fires. I put them out. So he's not going to do that. He's not going to fire Fauci. He's not going to change anything. So that's what we're looking at in that regard. But it's just very, I don't want to say interesting, because I say it a lot. It's telling. It's very telling where people are lining up and how many people are that loyal to Trump that he'll say this nonsense and they'll still stick around. My early bet is probably 50-50. Probably 50-50 in this regard. Sounds like Two Scoops is going to be making his, he's taping the speech right now. That speech ain't being, that speech is not live. He's doing a speech at 2:30 in the afternoon, because that's like the height of his powers today, about how he's going to deploy the military. And joke's on you, sucker. I don't go to the hospital. And if you mail me a kit, I'm going to mail it back. I ain't doing none of this. You think that's going to work? Nope. It is not going to work. No, it is not. So that's fine. Y'all can get intimidated and scared by what he's doing. If you, oh, no, what about this? I don't care. I don't care about any of it. Because it honestly does not. This whole thing with Biden's getting taped right now as we speak. And then they're going to go back and they're going to digitally enhance his face. And they're going to ADR it, which is, I think, just going to dub it, essentially. They're going to ADR this thing in post. Maybe with a different guy so he sounds like more, more with it. Biden's stunt double. You idiots! These are not them! You've captured the stunt doubles! You know, they'll have Biden's stunt double out there, and they'll CGI Biden's face onto it. Yeah, I am not even kidding with half of this stuff. Like, if they could recreate Princess Leia in a Disney Star Wars movie, they are like 1 or 2 days away from digitally creating Biden, sitting him in a chair. And of course, the problem is, it wouldn't be the uncanny valley. It would be the fact that this Biden, this ADR CGI Biden would speak too clearly. And people would go, oh, yeah, that's fake. That's totally fake. Yeah, so that's, yeah, we got a CGI Luke Skywalker, too. Like, I mean, Disney's in bed with the government. Yeah, they probably have already, just testing it out. That one time when everybody was like, that doesn't sound like Biden, most likely was an ADR performance. Most likely with an ADR performance with a CGI face. Because y'all think, like, when we do a CGI, they do complete and total face swaps. No, they clean up the areas and stuff, make them look more alive. Hey, man, you gotta tighten some of those wrinkles up. So we'll see about that. But anyway, first story of the day here on the Bad Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at CrusadeChannel.com. That's right, they did it with Paul Walker in Fast and the Furious. They did it well, too. They did it well with Paul Walker. So I'm sure they could easily throw that money into and everybody's going to go along with it, right? Who in the media? They'll just tell Peter Doocy to go to the bathroom and then tape the whole thing and then just fix it up in post. That's why they got to do this early. I'm surprised they didn't start it. I'm surprised from day one they didn't just go with that. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, so one thing, besides everybody losing their mind at Joe Manchin for not, you know, supporting Build Back Better, now we have this amazing audio clip from the one and only Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Which I haven't really done a news piece on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in a while, simply because it's low hanging fruit. But it's the end of the year. Not many stories out there, so you got to take what you can get. AOC, while running to every TV camera she could find to denounce Joe Manchin, fails to do elementary level math, and shows that, despite the fact she went to Boston University. She went to the more expensive one of the two. And has 2 degrees. She's still dumber than a box of rocks. And so let's. I just want you to listen to the first part of it. And then we'll talk about it here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel. See if you can spot where AOC went wrong.
It is extremely mm-hmm. difficult to hold together a House majority. And, you know, especially with the razor thin margin that we have around this agenda. So the idea that Joe Manchin says he can't explain this back home to his people is a farce. I mean, it's a farce in terms of, you know, plain democracy, because I represent more or just as many or more people than Joe Manchin does.
Hopefully all of you caught that. Now, one of the bonus features about having AOC do an interview, and some of you, oh, because she's hot. No, get out of here with your nonsense. Is that the longer she talks, the more her head tilts to the right. Like, as she's trying to get this dialogue out, you can actually see the weight of her trying to figure out words in the form of her head tilting further, and like she's like JFK, you know, down and to the left. Her head is just dropping to the point where when she's done with the sentence, her head is typically is almost perpendicular to the floor because she just keeps tilting it like a puppy when you ask it to go outside. It's hysterical, and she does it every time with this massive head tilt. But yes, my wicked intelligent people in the Crusader Stadium picked right up on it. And everybody's like, yeah. Did you just say you represent more people than Joe Manchin? Because the last time I checked, and this is according to the Western Journal, your 14th district in New York is about 650,000 people. Contrast that with the state of West Virginia, which is not a large state by any means, but is about 1.7 million people. But let's say he only represents half the state. Right? Half the state. Oh, that's still 900,000 people. So even when you boil it down and give her every benefit of the doubt, she still can't put together a coherent sentence. Because everybody allows her to just spit nonsense. And she's supposedly very educated. But then again, she's a CIA operative who's an actress. So maybe she's just playing dumb. Or maybe she went a little Joe Biden on this one. We're all in this building, so we all represent people, and people is an abstract thing, and if we count puppies and little children and cats, I obviously have more people in my district of New York than stupid Manchin does in his stupid little state. Okay. I mean, sweetheart, I'm not great with the math numbers. But you know what I do? I don't say them. You know what I absolutely do? I don't talk about it. And also the fact that people are trying to say, oh, people in West Virginia support this bill. Yeah, maybe people who go to the West Virginia University, right? Maybe those people go to the University of West Virginia. But outside of Morgantown, nobody in that state supports Build Back Better.